Rich is the creator of Connecticut Potholes. And I just followed the page and interesting.
Same.
If you have a road that you think should be included or a specific pothole, call it in right now so Rich can talk to you about it. 1-877-764-2535. Hey, Rich.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
So what happened where you thought, you know what we need? The world needs an Instagram page that points out Connecticut potholes.
Well, the first thing is it does have a lot to do with the weather. But these, you know, there's so many potholes that they're throughout the whole year. They're in the side roads. They're on the main roads. They're even on the highway. And I personally, I've spent definitely more than $500 on, you know, repairing rims, repairing bent rims.
Yeah,
really?
Cracked rims, bubbles in the tires.
Where do you live?
Control arms. I live in Waterbury.
Oh.
So it's kind of tough.
Yeah.
And wait, you went through tires, rims, control arms?
That's hitting hard, man. Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can't avoid them. I popped a hole in the tire going 20 miles an hour. And, you know, nighttime, you're driving to work, or in the morning, whatever it is. This morning was foggy, so it's kind of like you're guessing while you're driving.
Yeah, it's too late at some point, yep.
Yeah, I wanted to make the page so, you know, anybody that's listening, it's Connecticut_potholes on Instagram. Any pictures anybody that's listening has could send in, send the locations. And it's kind of putting a time and date stamp on these potholes as well so that if they don't get repaired in a timely manner, then we can go back and say, well, this thing's been here for 10 months or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and the winter didn't help at all. But, at first I'm like, damn, am I a bad driver? You know, but
yeah.
After a while talking to other people, it's like there's a hole around the corner from my job here and got about 40 guys that work here. And three or four of us, including the president's wife, they pop their tires. And, you know, they're not driving like animals. This is standard, regular driving, you know, speed limit. And you can't avoid these things. Sometimes, you know, you've got to swerve out of your own lane into oncoming traffic, you know, to avoid this stuff.
Right.
And it's really, really, it's not only bad for the car, it's dangerous. And I've seen a lot of guys on motorcycles yesterday.
I'm curious how long Rich can talk without taking a breath.
it's amazing, though.
You're passionate about this.
A lot of potholes are reoccurring also. Like, they fix a pothole, and then this time next year, the same thing happens because the same formula, the water goes in there, becomes ice, it expands, it breaks everything apart, you have a pothole.
Or it's like a plug, like the plow comes by and scrapes it right out.
Because I have one in front of my house. It's been there. It happens every year. It's been like 5 years now. It's like an annual pothole right in front of my house.
Yeah, so, you know, and like I said, the motorcycle guys are coming out.
Yeah.
You know, I seen a bunch of them yesterday. And
you bend rim flip.
God forbid.
Yeah.
If you guys look on that page, there's a picture of one of my Nikes in a pothole.
Yeah.
Because that's the one that bent my rim and popped my tire. So I'm like, you know what? I got to get some. That's kind of where it started at.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you have an accent?
I took that. I'm sorry?
Are you from Connecticut?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You said I have an accent?
Yeah, a little bit.
It sounded like you had one.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm shaking up from all the potholes.
I can tell.
His brain's rattling around.
Universe found the right person to handle this Connecticut pothole Instagram page. Kathleen in West Haven.
Hi. Rich, there is a pothole that is so bad at the end. I'm not sure if you're familiar with West Haven, but when you're approaching the end of Wood Street to take a left, like if you were going to go on to 95 over there.
Well,
put it this way, I bring my son to work every morning and I have to go, it's right before the stoplight. So I go around in a big circle because if I go through this, I know I'm losing my whole front end of my car.
Oh my God.
Now you have cars behind me that see me doing this. Do you think that they would wonder why I'm doing it and possibly follow suit?
No.
Right in the crater.
Well, it's fun to watch them, though.
One person lost their tire. Oh, I see it all every morning. And I'm like, did you guys not just see me? Do you think I'm, like, playing chicken or something with another oncoming car? Why would I make, like, a big circle around at the stoplight. And then I talked to the Public Works in West Haven, and they told me that they're attempting to
fix. Did I miss free coffee day announcement or something?
Potholes, it makes people angry.
It does.
Really, what's that, Kathleen?
I said, I'm trying to be quick because you'll kick me off.
I'm kicking you off right now. She's very passionate.
Call you Kathleen the Quick.
Quick Kathleen.
No, very good. No, you made a good point. Anything else before we kick you off?
But they said that West Haven ran out of asphalt, and that's why the roads are terrible here, too.
Ran out of asphalt.
Right. I can't believe they said that.
I don't think that's true.
I'm dead serious. If you don't believe me, Rich, they're down. They go to the Dunkin' Donuts right on 7th Avenue. I mean, right by the beach in the Family Dollar, the Parkade parking lot there.
Yeah.
They're in there every morning in the corner booth, and you'll see all the I probably shouldn't be advertising this, but gentlemen that work for companies that you can assume what I'm referring to, they'll all be there if you need to verify anything I'm
You got to fuel up.
Well, that's their office.
Right. You got to fuel before you fill potholes.
Yeah, use their office.
Fill yourself first.
Well, they're out of stuff to fix a pothole, so they got to fix it. You know, they got to fill something up. So why not fill their stomach up with
why not
donuts? You know, the cops aren't indulging in it.
That's why I kick people off. So we got everything out of you about
you. Never liked me.
I have always liked you. It's your content.
No, you did not like me. AJ was the only one that was kind to me when my poor dog was missing.
Oh.
Oh, God.
That's horrible.
I'm that kind of person.
Like, it's a poodle?
I'm here for you.
Did I say it's a poodle?
Yep.
Don't you have history with poodles?
Yeah, I don't like poodles.
Yeah, I think that's all that it was.
Did one kick your ass?
No, I'm sorry. Did you ever find your poodle?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank God.
She has recently passed. She was 17.
I'm sorry.
17.
Wow, that's a long life.
I'm
you
sorry.
Talked her to death.
I probably did. You know why? When I bought her at the pet store, her real name was Chaz. So I had to keep talking real quick.
I remember this now. I remember this.
Wait, what just happened?
Well, if you're just tuning in, Rich thought he was going to get this great segment on Chaz and AJ. And then Kathleen called.
I'm sorry, but AJ takes enough. You don't get it at all.
I am enjoying this segment. I don't know what you're talking about.
Today's a great day, isn't it?
You know, and Ashley, you guys aren't bad either. But Chaz,
thank you.
He doesn't like
me. Just focus on me here.
I like you, Kathleen.
I feel like you're making it personal here.
I like your dog.
No, I just don't feel that. You like me.
No, do you know what?
No,
do you know
I don't
why?
Sleep over it.
I know you don't.
I listen to you every morning.
Kathleen.
I hate when you're on vacation and I miss you.
I like Kathleen.
You don't...
Thank you.
Kathleen. Actually, I loved your pictures from over the weekend. They were beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's stay focused.
How about Phil here?
Okay.
The potholes.
All right, great.
Anything else? And also, Milford's kind of bad, too.
Thank you. And puddles.
And we're back.
Thank you.
Oh, I wanted to mention one other thing that your friend Rich that does the potholes might like. Friendly's makes a special ice cream, and it's called Northeastern Pothole.
Nice.
No, thank you.
I want to try it.
It's awesome. AJ, because you're so sweet, I'll buy you, Ashley, and Phil a gallon.
Perfect.
What about me?
Chaz,
you don't get one?
A kid cone.
What about me? What about me? What's going on here?
She brought it up to
you
mention
a rich.
Family
bucket.
The family
you're
bucket.
You're going to fill the potholes for me. I thought we had
might
something going here.
Might as well put the ice cream
here.
In there.
Well, ice cream, alcohol, whatever it takes.
All right, Kathleen, thank you.
You're welcome, Chaz, and no hard feelings.
No hard feelings, no.
What's your favorite kind of ice cream?
I like vanilla.
Or do you prefer alcohol? I know what
to do. Depends on what time of day it is.
Right now, I can just drink.
All right, Chaz.
Kathleen.
You got Fireball, Kathleen?
What?
Kathleen, can I come to your work and just screw it all up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
How about I come to your work and I just
you
give
are
a nice
right
smile.
Now. Wait,
you're bringing ice cream, aren't you?
Yeah.
Thank
if
you very
I come
much,
empty-handed,
Kathleen.
He won't let me in.
Kathleen.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Chaz, and I
have
will be done with your ice cream ASAP. You have a lovely
day
too. Enjoy the
all
weather.
Right.
That's actually rich.
Bye, guys.
You too.
Bye-bye.
I feel
bye.
Like Rich bye. Has bye, dealt Kathleen. With a Kathleen Whew. Before.
Hey, Rich.
Man.
We are out of time.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.